From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio. Big new unemployment numbers are out just this morning. The headlines show a gain of 235,000 American jobs. That's a good bit better than forecasters expected. The unemployment rate is at 4.7%. Let's dig into what this report says about our economy with Lindsay Piegza, chief economist at Stifel Nicolaus. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
So overall, what are you seeing when you look at this? And also, what's the Fed going to see when it looks at this?
Well, this was a pretty strong number, as you mentioned, surpassing expectations and certainly kicking off the first employment report under the Trump administration with a bang. And for the Fed, there was really no bad news in this report. The top line number was strong. Wage growth was strong. What we saw is the unemployment ticked down. And so there really was no disappointment here, giving the Fed further motivation to move forward with an additional rate increase at the upcoming March meeting.
As a lot of people have expected, let's talk a little bit about the wage numbers in there. That's been a frustration in terms of seeing solid job growth, but wage growth, in some extent, not being as much as we would like. So we are seeing some gains in average hourly earnings in this report. How are we doing as far as that question of what people are actually bringing home in their paychecks?
Well, we did see a nice uptick in wages this month, up 0.2%, pulling that annual pace back up to that 2.8% level that we had seen at the start of the year, suggesting that that initial decline in momentum may have only been a temporary setback. Now, we're still not talking about robust wages. We're not up over 3% by any means, but it is a step in the right direction, and again, giving the Fed additional motivation to move forward with further rate increases near term.
And we saw the unemployment rate down just a little bit. It's now at 4.7%. What do you see when you actually look at the numbers behind that percentage that we get?
This was actually a pretty favorable increase. We saw the civilian labor force increase by nearly 250,000, meaning more people came in looking for a job in February, and household employment improved by that number and more, up almost 450,000. So when we talk about the decline in the unemployment rate, finally, this was a drop for the right reasons, meaning we were putting more Americans back to work as opposed to losing Americans looking for a gainful employment.
Okay, Lindsay Piegza, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Employment numbers out Friday show a gain of 235,000 American jobs. That is better than forecasters predicted. The unemployment rate is a hair lower at 4.7%. Investors expect the Fed to raise rates next week, and this strong report doesn't change that. Let's put all these numbers in context with Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Mark.
So strong numbers. What do you think this means big picture?
It's confirmation that the economy is on a better footing in the first quarter. We actually had back-to-back solid increases in January and February after an unusually weak period of hiring in the fourth quarter. It's not runaway growth, though, and I think it's important to bear that in mind. It's consistent with that Fed vision of sort of modest tightening to keep the economy on an even keel.
And we're waiting on a Fed decision next week. How do you think they're viewing this report?
Well, even before this report, they sent some pretty strong signals. They're ready to raise rates again in March. But I think the important thing is that there's nothing in the report that suggests they'll have to increase the tempo of tightening after the March meeting.
So we like job growth. We also like wage growth, which hasn't come around as quickly as a lot of people would like. What do you see in this report in terms of what people are actually getting in their pocket?
The rate of wages did pick up a little bit. It was 2.6% last month. That's on a year-on-year basis. It accelerated to 2.8% with inflation running at about 2%. That 2.8% gain means there's almost a 1% real increase going into people's pockets. We haven't seen real wage increases in a very long time. So that's good news. Even better news, the Fed can live with 2.8%. That's the kind of wage inflation that's well within the safe zone in terms of price inflation. So again, consistent with their vision of sustained growth going forward.
This is the first jobs report under the Trump administration, or at least fully under the Trump administration. Do you see any signs here that some of these job gains are driven by expectations of future policy, or is it too early to think that way?
It's possible. There really was a 28,000 gain in manufacturing, 9,000 in mining, which includes oil and gas. Those are big numbers for those sectors. I think if you continue to see gains like that over the next few months, then maybe we can attribute it to Trump. At the moment, I think it's a little early for that.
Okay, Christopher Lowe, thanks as always.
Thank you, Mark.